He pushed my son
to try to hurt your little boy.
A teenage bully.
He tried to run from me. When he ran, he failed.
And I heard a bam.
Or a father's revenge.
He came at me, tried to swing at me, missed me.
Do you have a beer in your hand, Mr. Malone?
Yeah.
Up here.
Only one person knows what really happened.
You know who I am?
Yes, Judy.
You know what happens when people don't tell me the truth?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 35-year-old security officer Tomiko Malone is suing his neighbor, 20-year-old caregiver Troy Wright, for throwing battery acid at his car. Troy denies the charge.
Order. All rise. Your Honor, this is case number 102 on the calendar in the matter of Malone versus Wright.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated. Folks, have seats, please.
Mr. Malone, I gather that you have known the defendant for some time. You are neighbors in the same apartment complex. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
According to you, the defendant threw something on your car, some sort of an acid on your car, causing paint damage to the car, and you want to be compensated for that. Is that right?
Yes.
When do you say this happened?
This happens on April 26th.
Tell me what happened.
Okay, on my way to work, I work for Customs Security Services. I was on my way to work at 6:35 p.m. for night patrol, and he was out there standing out front in the apartment complex by the door with a friend and another female friend, and she was sitting on the side on her car with a cell phone, and he was talking to his friend, and I got in my car and I let my car warm up. And I'm sitting there, and then his two friends dispersed. I don't know if they went in the back or they went in the apartment, but they left. And then he decided he wanted to cross the street and run toward my car. And I seen this big cup in his hand, and it had some kind of, I thought it may have been soda or something, but it was some kind of liquid that damaged the paint.
What? No. Let's go slowly.
Okay.
He had a cup in his hand. What did this cup look like?
Like an AMP
or something? Cardboard cup, or was it a
plastic? Big plastic cup.
And you saw him walk across the street?
Walk across the street toward my other car, because I have a Honda and a Cadillac. The Cadillac is opposite on the one side, and the Honda's right here. And I seen him go across toward the Cadillac with that cup, and he runs at it, tosses that stuff on it, and takes off down the sidewalk. I'm already late for work, so I go ahead and just take off, and I'll tend to it when I come home from my second job. I got a day job also. I went on and went to my day job after I got home late at night, and I came home that evening about 3 o'clock, and I washed it off, and then I proceeded to go call the police. And as I was coming in the front gate, he was coming in the back gate. We met up in the middle of the apartment complex, and there's a gate right there on the side, and he hits me with his shoulder and knocks me against the gate, so we have an altercation.
This was the day after?
No, this is the same day. The same day that I washed the car, I'll get all that stuff off.
But it's the day after he allegedly threw stuff on your car.
Yeah, the day after, yeah. I proceed to go in, but he bumps me, and then we all get in an altercation. And his mother's friend, I don't know if it's his boyfriend or whatever, he comes out, he breaks us up. We're still, like, fussing at each other. By that time, his mom comes out with the phone. She calls the police, and then they talk to us. And I come to an agreement where I won't press charges, but I do want to talk to him and try to work things out so he can get my car fixed. But at the time, he didn't want to talk to me, and he didn't try to come talking to me. So I said, you know what, I'll take it to civil court, and we can do it there.
Why is it that you're having difficulty with him?
Well, for starters, how it all happened is that he pushed my son one day, and this was back in February of 2001. They were outside playing, and he pushed him on the ground, and he scarred his knee, and it was bleeding, and he cried, and he came running to us and told us about it. So we went out there to confront him about it, and he got in a confrontation with me then, and he didn't want to listen, so I left it alone, and then I guess he did that to me.
Not true.
Let's start with April 26th.
Okay. On April 26th, I was out at a studio earlier that day.
And, what kind of studio?
A music studio, trying to do a little music. And my brother had a track meet later on that day, and I was supposed to meet up with a friend of mine to get a ride to go there. But because his car wasn't working right, we didn't get a chance to get there in time. So instead, he came and picked me up and we just came straight to my house because I was going to have a little barbecue because a friend of ours was leaving out of town.
I don't care about all that, sir. Okay. You're standing outside your house with two friends.
No, I wasn't standing outside my house with two friends. What it was I came home. My brother got home about 6:30, and I came home approximately 2 to 3 minutes after that. And that's when Mr. Malone pulled up in his car. He was not already at the house leaving.
Not true.
He pulled up in his
not
car.
Not true.
Shh. Mr. Malone. Go ahead.
He pulled up in his car. So what he did, he had gave me this real evil kind of look. And so my friend Kelly was like, why is he looking at you like that? And I'm like, I don't know, but let's go on back in the house. So we went back in the house. And by this time, my mother had came out of her room. And I let her know, well, we're going to be barbecuing in the back. But just so you know, Mr. Malone was out front. He just pulled out front. So she was like, well, stay in the house for a little minute before you go back outside. So then about 6:40, we went out to the back of my apartments, which I have pictures of.
Look at me. He's outside. Your mother says you stay inside because he's outside.
Right. Let him go in the house.
And so what happened?
And so I let him go on in the house. And then after he went in his house, we went on and went out to the back, which I have pictures of. And we went out there to have our little barbecue because I was like, well, if he's out front, to avoid any kind of confrontation, let's just go in the back. Because, I mean, it's our apartment complex, so we weren't disturbing anybody. And from about 7:15, when I went back to the back, till about 9 o'clock, I stayed there the whole time. I didn't leave. And they're here to testify to that. And I have pictures also of the back of my apartment complex. And
I don't need the pictures of the back of your apartment complex.
Okay.
So you don't know anything about throwing acid or anything else on the car?
No, Your Honor, I do not.
Have you had any problem with that before?
No, Your Honor, I do not. I mean, I'm not a scientist or anything, but I don't know how you would get battery acid in the first place. I know you can't go to a store and pick it up, but I don't know how you would obtain battery acid and put it in a cup, especially a plastic cup.
I don't know either how you would put that in a plastic cup without it eating. Did they eat through a plastic cup? Acid?
Good.
Hmm?
I'm not a scientist, Judge. I'm a bailiff.
Let me just take a look at the car.
I'm not sure if it was battery acid or whatever, but I know it was some kind of substance, bleach or whatever it is. It stained the paint. And I also wanted to say he was drinking that day, so he was drunk. And his mom would even admit it on the tape. I had taped it. And we were talking with two officers when I came to make a citizen's arrest. And his mom had said he was drinking that day, and he was drunk.
I'd like to hear that. Were you drinking that day?
I wasn't drunk.
No, I didn't ask you that.
Oh.
I said, were you drinking that day?
Yes, I was.
What were you drinking?
Just one little beer, but that was it.
I'd like to hear the tape.
He had something to drink, and I told him, what are you doing coming in my house drinking? Because I don't like him to drink and come in my house. And he got mad at me. I mean, you don't want me here? You don't want me here? I said, no, you drinking like that.
If we could step up, Miss Wright.
Turn
it off. Miss Wright, that is your voice on the recording machine.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had the police come to your house about your son before?
No.
On the 26th, when did your son start to drink?
I have no idea, but I know when he came in the house later on in the evening, I could smell it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tamiko Malone says neighbor Troy Wright vandalized his car with battery acid. Troy says Tamiko is lying.
He had been drinking.
I smelt it on his breath.
And you told him to get out because you didn't want to have anybody drinking around your house.
Right.
When you say he came back into the house, where had he been?
He had been out back.
Out back doing what?
He said he told me he was going to be barbecuing out there.
What time did he come home that evening?
He told me he'd be back in about 30 minutes, and he came back in about 15. By that time, I was on the phone with my mom and my sister.
Just a minute. So you told him to go out because he was drinking, and he came back in 15 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And you let him back into the house?
Oh, yes.
Well, what changed in that 15 minutes? First, you told him to go out because he was drinking, and then you told him he could come back. What had changed?
His attitude. The reason I sent him out in the first place was because I didn't like the way he was talking.
To you?
Uh-huh.
What was he saying to you when he came in?
Well, it was just the tone of voice, loud, you know, just...
Disrespectful?
Well, more or less, yes.
Had you had any difficulty with him that day that precipitated it?
No. None at all.
He's usually quiet.
Yep.
But when he's drinking, sometimes he loses it a little bit.
I don't know anything about that.
But he certainly, you didn't like his attitude when he came into the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any reason why Mr. Malone would make up a story about you throwing something on his car?
No, I don't. I mean, like I said, I've known him from about 5 years ago, and I've always respected him. He's an older man, and I showed him that respect, because I likes to keep the peace. I mean, just the way he came at me, as far as how he said that I bumped into him, he came in the gate with a Corona in his hand. He was drinking himself. And when he came in the gate, just the expression on his face was just really, really kind of heartfelt, evil looking. I was like, why is he looking at me like that? And then I just seen him start running, and he threw the Corona at me, missed me, tried to swing at me, missed me. Then when he came back and tried to swing at me again, I just grabbed his hands like, hey, what are you doing? I don't know why you're trying to come at me like this, but calm down.
Do you have a beer in your hand, Mr. Malone?
Yeah.
Mr. Malone, is it a fair statement, sir, that all this animosity between the two of you was precipitated by an incident where you believed that this young man hurt your son?
It started there.
Started there.
Can I explain that too?
Yes.
But I want to ask.
Shh, no.
Okay, what happened that day was my mother had left for a minute, and his kids were, I guess they were gone, him and his wife was gone. So they get off of school, and then they usually come straight to the house, sit down, or they play a little bit. So they was playing a little too rough with their ball, and I'm like, hey, y'all done already broke my mother's window once, and he got mad about that. And they was out there throwing rocks and stuff outside, throwing them out of the car, and I'm like, hey, y'all gonna mess up something, and somebody else's car could get messed up, then they'll get mad at your parents, or just keep it cool. So his son threw another rock at me, and I turned around like, hey, didn't I just tell you to stop? So he tried to run from me, and when he ran, he failed. And so he was crying, so I went and picked him up like, hey, look, it's okay, don't even worry about it. I'm gonna go on and just come on, sit down like I told you to do from the get-go. I'm not gonna tell your parents that you were out here being bad, you know, just sit down and wait till they come home. Well, I guess what happened was...
He went home and told his father a story.
Yeah, I guess so.
Up here. I want you to tell me your name.
Darnell.
Darnell?
Mm-hmm.
You know who I am?
Yes.
Who am I?
Judge Judy.
Do you ever see me on television?
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens when people don't tell me the truth?
No.
You know they can get into trouble? Did you know that? I want you to believe me. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and I want you to be truthful with me, even if you haven't been truthful before, okay? Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember a few months ago, when you came home from school, and you were outside playing around and throwing some rocks?
I wasn't throwing rocks.
What were you throwing? Ball?
I wasn't throwing that.
Do you remember hurting your leg?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you hurt your leg.
He was chasing after me, then he pushed me into the streets, and then had a scrape on my leg.
He pushed you or you fell?
He pushed me.
How did he push you?
Like he shoved me in the back.
Why was he chasing you?
I don't know.
Did he say something about you could break something if you were fooling around outside in front of the house?
No.
Didn't say anything to you, just started to chase you and push you?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right to me, Darnell. Doesn't sound right to me that a big boy of 20 would pick on a little boy. How old are you?
9.
Would pick on a little boy of 9 years old. That doesn't sound right to me. Something more happened out there that maybe you didn't want to tell your father.
No.
No? You think that I believe you?
No.
I don't, because I don't think a big boy like this would pick on a little boy like you and push you and try to hurt you. Sit down over there. Mr. Malone, can you think of any reason why this young man, who appears to be a reasonable young man.
Appears, but he's
appears,
not.
Appears to be. Would try, for no reason, to try to hurt your little boy?
Yeah, because I've seen him a couple times, like trying to fight him, you know, just like punching with him or whatever. They might be playing around, but he might have got a little out of hand.
That's different. That's not what the story that your son is saying. Your son is saying that he chased him and pushed him from behind and pushed him down. Does that sound like something he would do?
Yeah, it does.
Not to me. Not to me. Has your son or any of your children ever been involved in breaking a window at Miss Wright's house? You're saying yes.
Yes.
When?
It was the same day. We got into a little dispute about it.
And he the same day of this April 26th?
No. The incident with the child right here.
Oh.
The children.
A couple of months before.
They always play ball out in the little corridor right there, the little area.
Yes.
And I always tell them, and they play, I have a fireplace. And there's a little thing on the outside where they play up on top of the fireplace. And in my apartment, you can hear it, and you can't hear the TV, you can't do anything. So I always tell them, y'all be careful playing on the fireplace. And they'll jump down or they'll run when they hear my door open. Well, this particular day, they were just playing kickball. I said, you all keep watch my window. I kept telling them, watch my window. And then I was on the phone with this lady, and I heard a bam. And she heard it, too. I said, oh, Jewel, somebody just broke my window. And when I did that, I knew who was already out there. And they just scattered. They ran. I still have the weapons in my garage.
What weapons?
The things they were playing with on the day that they're talking about Troy hit him.
Yeah.
They had three table legs, two sticks, and he had the metal piece from a screen. They were out there sword fighting out on the sidewalk. I said, you all come back up here. And we were looking down the street looking for him and his car. He wasn't home. Nobody was home. They couldn't get in. And I said, y'all come on back up here. I said, your mother's letting y'all stay out here. And I said, your mother doesn't know what you're doing. Your mother trusting you out here, and you all out here playing like this. And I said, and that piece you got, you could hit yourself in the head and stab yourself. Just as I said that, he hit himself on the nose. I said, see? I said, you can hurt yourself like that. When he came to tell Troy about him hitting the little boy, I said, look, this is the weapon they had. I showed it to him.
Is that right?
No, it's not true.
It's true. Mm-hmm. I showed it to him.
It's not true.
He was very upset.
You mean you're telling me that everything that this lady is telling me is a lie?
I didn't see no stick.
No, that she spoke to you about it.
I don't recall her speaking to me about it.
I'm sure she did.
I do.
She did. Mr.
Because
Malone, of course
I saved
she did.
It for him because I knew that he was going to tell his father a lie.
This neighbor of yours, it seems to me, has looked after your kids when you and their mother or your girlfriend aren't at home to do that. She's looked out not only for her own property, but for their safety as well. She appears to be a very nice lady. So I want you to rethink this feud that two of you started and put it to rest. You live in the same complex, you have little children. It seems to me if you need an extra pair of eyes, she's been a very good extra pair of eyes with regard to your children.
Because I love their children.
So I would suggest that whatever happened with your son a few months ago didn't happen the way your son presented it to you.
Okay, well, maybe it didn't happen that way, but I know he, for a fact, threw that stuff on my car and whatever that stuff was. Damaged my paint, and all I wanted to do was reimburse for that.
Well, that may be true, sir, but I'm not satisfied that he threw anything of a caustic nature on your car. You didn't report it to the police immediately. You didn't look at the car. I'm speaking. You didn't look at the car immediately.
The very next day after I come home from my day job, I went and reported it. I was going to report it until he shoved me against the gate.
Just a second. You did not call the police immediately upon the incident happening.
I didn't think it was, I thought it was nothing but soda.
Who knows what it was, sir? I don't know what it was. I don't get the impression that this young man is the kind of young man who would be walking around for no reason with battery acid or any other kind of acid in a plastic cup. Case is dismissed. That's all.
Parties are excused. You step out.
I think it was a terrible thing.
Well, he jumped on him. He jumped on him twice.
Tried to stab him. Bring other people into it, and now it's the whole big old thing with other people in my neighborhood.
Ruined Mother's Day.
Justice still haven't been served.
And I'm very afraid for my son to even have him out of my sight.